Well, to the COVID crisis in Australia now, and today the federal government unveiled another deal, this one with the United Kingdom, to get big batches of the Pfizer vaccine onto our shores, doses of hope, as they're being called by the Prime Minister. It means there are now 9 million doses of it, of hope, as the federal government's calling it, available this month alone, and it's expected to speed up the vaccine rollout around the country, particularly among young people. But some premiers are warning older Australians who are yet to get the jab that they will be at the back of the Pfizer queue for a long time to come. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm joined by the Minister for Health and Aged Care and the Chief Medical Officer.
In recent weeks, Scott Morrison spent his Friday afternoons under attack, facing state premiers who have been furious at the slow speed of the national vaccine rollout. But as he fronted the media today, he finally had a spring in his step.
There are 4 million reasons to be hopeful today. Because the government has been able to secure, with the government of the United Kingdom, a Pfizer swap deal, which will see 4 million doses of Pfizer come to Australia this month.
Critics of the Prime Minister say this should have happened sooner and that a wealthy country like Australia should not be in the position of having to scour the globe looking for vials of vaccine that will expire before the end of the year. But this deal will make a difference, doubling the supply of Pfizer, the preferred vaccine for younger people, this month alone.
This means from Downing Street to Down Under, we are doubling down on what the Pfizer doses are here in Australia this month. This will enable us to bring forward significantly the opportunity for Australia to open up again under the national plan.
The swap deal works like the one recently done with Singapore. Australia takes 4 million doses from the UK now and sends 4 million doses back later this year when our supplies are expected to well and truly outstrip demand. But for people aged 60 and over who are only eligible for the AstraZeneca vaccine, there's a warning. Premiers like Victoria's Dan Andrews say anyone holding out for Pfizer will be at the back of the queue.
Don't get in the queue if you're over 60. Don't get in a queue that's right down to 12-year-olds. That's going to be a very long wait, and we don't have time to wait.
The latest data shows the states that are suffering virus outbreaks are the ones rapidly getting jabs into arms. The ACT has nearly 45% of its adult population fully vaccinated. New South Wales is nearing 72% for first doses. In Queensland, only 34% of people aged 16 and above have had both jabs. And there, the state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, continues to raise concerns about COVID-19 in kids and cast doubt about the national reopening plan.
It is only fair and reasonable that we have a constructive debate in this country. And there is nothing wrong with asking decent questions about the safety of families.
But their comments that some of her federal Labor colleagues, including Richard Marles, are growing increasingly uncomfortable with.
I would be distancing myself from the comments of Anastasia is the honest answer to that question. We need to be following the health advice when it comes to the impact and who we should be vaccinating when.
As the states all race towards the key vaccination targets of 70 and then 80%, businesses are putting more and more pressure on politicians for certainty around when lockdowns could be lifted and borders reopened. And today, the Prime Minister said he could see a future where some slower jurisdictions could be left behind on international travel.
Yes, I can. Well, the national plan sets out that very clearly.
The prospect that someone from Sydney could travel to Paris before Perth or to Canada before Cairns does seem bizarre, and no doubt it's something the federal government would like to avoid. But if COVID-free Queensland and Western Australia continue to criticise reopening plans, coalition MPs and ministers are claiming they can't allow the entire nation to be held back.
James Glenday reporting.